This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's money for disaster relief and Afghan evacuees, among other things. The House has approved a bill that would fund the government and avoid a federal shutdown at the end of September. But Republicans in the Senate are expected to block it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
addressing the debt limit is about protecting the full faith and credit of the United States, which founders wrote into the Constitution.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of overspending.
More debt, more borrowing, and more inflation on the shoulders of American families.
Although Democrats note they agreed to raise the debt limit three times during the Trump administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. officials are telling the AP that many Haitian migrants camped in that small border town of Del Rio, Texas, are being released in the U.S. The Biden administration's been saying publicly that Haitians who enter the country illegally face immediate expulsion. Earlier this week, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warned migrants not to come to the U.S. illegally.
Irregular migration, the perilous journey, is not the journey to take. One risks one's life, the life of one's loved ones, for a mission that will not succeed.
Authorities are still searching for Gabby Petito's boyfriend in Florida. The coroner says her death was a homicide. Her remains found in a Wyoming national park after she went on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. He's been called a person of interest. President Biden wants wealthier nations to do more to get the COVID pandemic under control around the world. He's convening a virtual vaccine summit today. World leaders and health experts say the pace of vaccinations around the world is too slow. This is AP News. Democrats are working on a post-Trump push to limit presidential powers.
House Democrats say there will be a vote this fall on a bill to curb the power of the president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the legislation is intended to restore checks and balances between Congress and the executive branch. The bill is a response to what Democrats regard as abuses by former President Donald Trump. The legislation would limit the president's pardon power, better protect independent agency watchdogs and whistleblowers, and enhance congressional enforcement of subpoenas. The bill was written with the input of President Joe Biden's White House. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nearly 64% of Americans have gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine, but deaths per day on average are up 40% over the past 2 weeks. That from Johns Hopkins University. Most of those who've died were not vaccinated, say health experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.